The coronavirus crisis has disrupted daily life in countless ways. For schools, the last 2 months have been an unplanned experiment in remote learning. In the first part of a WXXI News series on the impacts of the pandemic on education, Beth Adams looks at how students' experiences differ based on their schools, teachers, and even their home environments.
Brené Johnson lives with her mother and her two siblings in what they describe as a tiny two-bedroom apartment. The sixth grader at Greece Athena Middle School says she was on the high honor roll before the pandemic, but her grades have since dropped, and she knows she isn't keeping up with her studies.
The dynamics of my family, it's been hard, so I can't just do this each and every day, so it's harder to get just like a schedule going.
Brené's siblings require a lot of their mom's attention. Her 18-year-old brother is on the autism spectrum. Her 3-year-old sister receives speech and occupational therapy. Brené doesn't have a desk, so she does her schoolwork on her bed in a room she shares with her sister. She says the toddler often distracts her, and it's hard to stay focused.
For me, it's incredibly hard because what the school gave me was a touchscreen. So if she, like, presses one button, it can have the whole entire thing, like, go out of it on the screen or keyboard.
Help is available from teachers by email or on the web service Google Classroom. And Brené says she does ask for it, but she knows her teachers are busy.
Other than me, they have, like, another 100 students. So when I do ask for help, I do get a response back, but it's just still not the same because when we were in the classrooms, they knew exactly who we are. They knew what we needed help in, and they were there.
For Molly Kantz, in many ways, it's like she never left the classroom. In fact, the sophomore at Our Lady of Mercy in Brighton is required to follow the same schedule at home that she does at school.
I go to homeroom at 7:45, email my teacher that I'm awake, and then I have all my classes until around 3. And then on top of that, we have homework. So it's basically all day I'm sitting on my computer, so it gets a little exhausting.
But Molly doesn't feel like she's falling behind academically and doesn't mind being held to a high standard.
Another thing that we're taught is to push through when obstacles come your way, and this is a perfect example of that.
Younger students, however, often need the help of a parent to navigate at-home learning, a parent who is sometimes juggling their own work. Josie Weber is the mother of 5-year-old Luca, who is in preschool, and 8-year-old Aria, a third grader at Plank Road South Elementary School in Webster.
What we need to pretty much be doing all day is what I call hand-holding. We don't have independent learners.
Aria connects with her teachers and classmates in online sessions where they socialize and read, but Weber says any instruction is left up to the parents.
If they're going to be on an hour Zoom call for 2 hours a day anyhow, like, why can't they teach the math lesson during that time?
When asked to respond, the Webster School District declined our request for an interview. Weber says Aria, who has challenges with executive functioning and some cognitive delays, benefits from one-on-one instruction, but not when Weber is the teacher.
Being, you know, parent and student, when we're mom and daughter, that puts a big strain emotionally, and it affects the whole way that the house is all day long. Now we're fighting, we're arguing over schoolwork, we're getting frustrated with each other, and, like, that's not my role. My role should be mom.
With families facing these challenges and more, what are school districts requiring of students during the shutdown, and how are they measuring their progress? That's the focus of the second part of our series, at this time tomorrow. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.